Time for Wheels Around Town with our Jim Whelan in the studio with us. I was trying to find another song that has book in well, I find one in the title, this one.
I wonder who wrote the book of love.
That's about as good as I could get. Book of Love, right? So
the Monotones.
There you go.
Sing the song.
Wow.
You knew the book.
I would have had to look that one. I got it in front of me here on the computer, but yeah. Good music trivia. The Monotones. Because we're talking books today and libraries, right?
We are. And of course, the Branch District Library System had their millage question on the ballot, a renewal, and it passed. That was a renewal, the one that previously was from, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So it got me to thinking about libraries and when I was a kid and where I first went to the library. That was in Toledo. And the library, other than, I think, church, it was a place that I went to where I had to be quiet, right? You go in the library, you can't go in there and make a lot of noise. That's right. Right.
Which usually made more noise than the talking did. Everybody's
going, shh. And the library wasn't very far from where I lived, and so that was nice. And then when I moved to Kansas City, I was fortunate they just built a brand new library, which was near UMKC, where I went to college.
Okay.
And I enjoyed that. Moved to Coldwater in 74, and just a great library when I came to town. I looked at that. Look at that building. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
A historic library downtown.
Yeah.
And it's historic, but now it's very up to date, right? I mean,
if people haven't been there the last 10 years, you might not recognize it on the inside of all the stuff that's there. Yeah.
You can get everything you need in there as far as technology is concerned. You go online, and it's a very nice place to go just to hang out and read. And I do that sometimes.
Yeah. And well, a quiet place to do that. I guess everybody's going, shh. But like I said, the technology, again, if for some people that, you know, I guess everyone thinks, oh, everybody's got a smartphone, everybody's got a computer, but not everybody does. So it's a great resource for that to go there. You know, I remember, actually, when my dad passed away, that the library in Owosso, you know, like they used that as a resource for a couple of days where I could work from there because they had the same kind of thing. They had the technology there, too. So,
yeah. So that's the first library you went to?
What, no.
Growing up? Or?
Well, I don't know if I ever went to that growing up. I don't actually remember
going. As a kid, and you go into a library?
Yeah. I mean, other than the school library.
Okay.
I don't really remember going much to the libraries. You know, here, yeah. I mean, for a while, yeah, I have my library card. Well, it's on the car, I think.
That's what I was going to ask.
I do have a library card.
Do you still have a library card?
I do. I don't know if it's still good or not. I mean, it's probably, you know, it's probably 5 years old, six, you know, whatever, whenever they change. Because they changed library cards at one point, about five, 6 years ago, what I think it was. So, but, yeah, everybody should have a library card. So.
That's probably a good point.
Just to support the library in some form of ways. Jason, our oldest, worked at University Central Florida Library for I don't know how many years when he was doing his master's stuff down there. So
all right, good.
So did you have a favorite section of the library that you went to? Was it sports stuff? Was it sci-fi stuff?
I mean, as far as what to read?
Yeah.
No, not the library. And that's what I was going to talk about as far as books are concerned. Kind of what's your favorite kind of book that you like to read? Do you have a favorite author that you go to?
Not really anymore. Yeah, because I haven't read enough lately.
You haven't had time to read,
You
don't.
I wish so I need to get back to it. But mostly it was crime kind of stuff, or mm-hmm. the Tom Clancy kind of stuff.
All right, so I was going to mention who are some of your favorite authors?
Used to be, yeah.
Tom Clancy, but you don't have time to read. You don't have time to read those books. Tom Clancy can be 1,000 pages without any problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like crime. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, like John Grisham.
Yeah.
I like that. Michael Connelly.
I read a bunch of Grisham stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And right now, my last book that I read, which I thoroughly, totally enjoyed, a huge bestseller, Where the Crawdads Sing.
Which has now been made into a movie.
So I would recommend that if you're going to... You know, a lot of people, you know, you read a book and then it's made into a movie. And so what do? You want to see the movie and then read the book. But with that particular book, Where the Crawdads Sing, read the book first, then go see the movie. And I would say of all the movies that I've seen based on books, that was the best adaptation of a book I've ever seen. So that's why I would recommend it. It was fantastic.
Okay, the movie was. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, great. Because I wondered about that too. Because I don't know, if I've read that book or not. Chris has, and so she was a little, and then she read some review of the movie and was kind of a little, somewhat skeptical. But
yeah. Okay. But it's a book you can read quickly. You don't want to put it down. You go right through it.
So. Okay. All right. Check it out at your local library.
Right, if you can get one. Is that popular? Right. It is.
This is true. So, and now, of course, you could probably download it too and read it on your tablet.
Which I've
never done that.
So. I have a Kindle and I do some of that, but that's unless I can't get it anywhere else.
There's nothing better than turning the pages.
Absolutely.
And books that I have at home, I use cards, either like anniversary cards or birthday cards that I've gotten from the kids or Chris. Those are my bookmarks.
And you prefer hardback or paperback?
I guess I don't care.
Okay.
Hardback just hurts more when it falls on your head if you're falling asleep. Hits you in the nose.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, soft cover. All right, talking libraries, talking books today. Wheels around town.